to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg, and I want to welcome you to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. Now, in response to all of the phone calls we've been getting, and the mail, and the letters, and our switchboard being tied up, everyone asking, where has Sam Forbes been? Where has Sam Forbes been? Well, good news, Sam Forbes is here with me today. In the studio. Welcome, Sam.
Well, it's great to be back. Thank you, Don.
Okay. We also have a guest, and I'll let Sam introduce our guest.
Well, thanks very much. Okay, today we do have a repeat guest with us, Dr. Paris Kidd. Dr. Kidd describes himself as a life scientist with a PhD from the University of California at Berkeley and more than 26 years of experience in the nutrition field. And he considers his job to be that of educating health professionals and the general public on scientific truth behind nutrients and their applications to promoting optimal health. You can see why we enjoy having him as our guest. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Dr. Paris Kidd.
Well, it's good to be on again, Sam, and okay. Don, and Arnie, Dr. Podell.
Thank you very much.
Everybody there today, made it through the snow okay?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Arnie is off today, and Dr. Podell is off today, but you've got us, okay? Let's see what we can do. What Sam read was a very modest description of Dr. Kidd's accomplishments. He's one of those guys with a curriculum vitae that runs over 20 pages. Anyway, the main topic of our discussion today will be bone health. Now, Dr. Kidd has been working recently with Doctors Best to develop some new supplements designed to optimize bone health. So we'll talk about nutrients such as calcium, strontium, vitamin D, vitamin K, boron, magnesium, and others, and what role they play in bone health. We will also comment on some of the recent controversy over the value and dosage levels of things like vitamin D and calcium in this regard. But to get started, Dr. Kidd, why don't you give us some insight into the challenges involved in designing this type of a supplement?
Well, Don, Doctors Best asked me to develop the best calcium bone maker product that I could develop. And what this meant for me was taking about 4 months to go through all the literature, all the peer-reviewed literature, all of the professional experience, all of my knowledge about dietary supplements. And it coincidentally meant that as I was completing my formulation of the calcium bone maker complex, this report of the expert panel of the Institute of Medicine of the U.S. National Academy of Sciences came out with new recommendations for vitamin D and calcium intakes. And it was gratifying for me that a key decision that I'd had to make, that is to use less calcium than other supplements have been using, was borne out by the thrust of this report. I had found through my independent research in the world literature that there can be too much calcium in supplements, particularly if there's not sufficient vitamin D. So I had lowered the calcium supply from my supplement, and I had markedly increased the vitamin D allowance. So while this expert report didn't go far enough, really, it just suggested mild lowering of the calcium intake and mild increase in the vitamin D intake. It was consonant with what I was doing. I had decided that calcium by itself could actually be a dangerous dietary supplement. It definitely had to be given in lower amounts than before, and it definitely had to be given with certain other key nutrients, most notably vitamin D, vitamin K, and magnesium. So that is the core of this product. And then I also put in a number of other nutrients that are known to be very important for supporting living bone.
Well, you know, we agree with you in one respect very definitely. We've, in all the years that we've been advising, well, first on it was doctors, and then when we got into the retail business, all the years of advising the consumers, we've always pointed out that it's a mistake to focus only on calcium. You know, when you used to read these articles, doctors would just say, take a calcium supplement, even going so far as to suggest to take a Tums or something like that. And we always, you know, as you know, Dr. Kidd, dating back to I believe it was those Pottinger cat studies and things, all of the studies with animals show that it's not just calcium. It's all of these trace minerals. It's magnesium. As you point out, it's a vitamin D, of course, for the absorption. So I agree with you 100% that really the important thing is to take the combination of those minerals that are all involved in optimal bone growth. So I agree with you 100% there. In terms of that study with that came out, we should point out that, of course, they did recommend increasing the daily recommended intake of calcium by threefold. So they weren't saying that we should be taking less calcium. They were just saying that we shouldn't be taking as much as some people had been recommending. Now, I noticed that you did a number of interesting things with the product. The product, by the way, is called Calcium Bone Maker Complex. As we said, it's made by Doctors Best, and it comes in both tablets and capsules. One of the interesting things, I noticed you made a lot of special choices of raw materials for this product. Let's start off with the most with the key ingredient, and that is calcium. You chose to use hydroxyapatite. Why is that?
Because hydroxyapatite is not only a highly bioavailable source of calcium per se, but it also supplies materials for the bone matrix, which is the scaffolding of the bone. If you would think about bone as sort of along the lines of a how you make a building, first you got to lay down the rebar, which is the matrix, and which is somewhat like a connective tissue matrix or a joint lining matrix. And then once that matrix is formed, that's when the mineralization happens. That's when the calcium is laid down, and also quite a lot of magnesium, which people sometimes forget. And this microcrystalline hydroxyapatite is extracted from the bones of animals that are grown under totally organic free-range conditions in Australia. So these are very, very cleanly raised animals, and the hydroxyapatite is very, very, very close to the makeup of living human bone. So to me, that made the most sense as the calcium source.
Okay. Now, how does that different from plain old bone meal?
Well, it's produced under much more controlled conditions, and it's much more concentrated, and it has it's done by freeze drying the material, so that the small protein growth factors are better preserved, the growth factors that help to stimulate the formation of new bone.
Okay. Now, by the way, if I understand correctly, and you can tell me if I'm correct, Dr. Kidd, when surgeons and dentists and so forth, when they're fixing fractures or pulling teeth, things of that sort, and they pack the bone or the empty spots or the broken spots with something to make the bone heal more quickly, they actually put hydroxyapatite right into the bone, right into the fracture. Is that correct?
Yes, they will sometimes do that. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, look, we're going to take a quick break and then come back to our discussion of nutrients involved in optimal bone health with Dr. Paris Kidd. We will eventually start taking your phone calls. We have a little bit more discussion to go through, but if you want to start lining up, the phone lines, we will now open them. The number is 1-800-321-0710. Preferably, if you have any questions about the bone health, calcium, osteoporosis, vitamin D, and so forth, here's your opportunity to get your questions answered. 1-800-321-0710. Please feel free to give us a call. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
We're here with Dr. Paris Kidd. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarrow Formulas has a product, Choles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Choles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesamin, a lignin from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate fatty acid oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrullin. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Choles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. All Jarrow products are available at the Wilner Chemists, discount price, of course.
Now, you don't find many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business for that long must mean that they're doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemist has been doing business in Manhattan for 100 years. That means, of course, this is our 100th anniversary. What's the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all of this while offering some of the best discounts you will find. To celebrate the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary, we are giving away prizes, setting up special seminars and health fairs, and in addition to our usual sales, we will have additional special anniversary sale discount deals throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products that are from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, www.wilner.com, for both the regular winter sale discounts and our special anniversary sale discounts. If there's ever a time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, this year is that time. You will want to be kept informed of everything we have going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it on our website, for example, www.wilner.com, or by telephone at 1-800-633-1106, or in the store.
And while you're on our website at www.wilner.com, and that's a Wilner with two L's, by the way, be sure to enter our drawings for free prizes and check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices and even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com, and while you're on the website. Even better, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, or you can visit us in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, and that's near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
Now, Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back to our discussion in just a moment.
Clinically proven BioSil, the real scientific solution to having thicker, stronger, more healthy-looking hair permanently. Johann Briquet, MD.
Thick, strong, and shiny hair, that's exactly what BioSil has to offer. In a landmark clinical trial, women taking BioSil increased their hair thickness and hair strength by a full 13%. But what causes these dramatic effects? Cells deep in the skin producing collagen are called fibroblasts. BioSil stimulates these cells to generate more collagen. More collagen in the skin means a better blood circulation and an increased flow of essential nutrients for the hair root. After only a few months, you will notice it, your friends will too, and certainly your hairdresser.
With clinically proven BioSil, you can now have thick hair, 12.8%, strong hair, 13.1%, shiny, healthy-looking hair. To discover more about BioSil's advanced collagen generators, please visit our website at www.biosilusa.com.
When considering supplements for bone health and osteoporosis prevention, you have to keep this in mind. Bone is living tissue. Doctors Best, knowing this, developed a formula, Calcium Bone Maker Complex, that supplies key bone nutrients in their most bioactive forms. Ossian Microcrystalline Hydroxyapatite Complex, for example, supplies organic calcium with natural bone growth factors. Vitamin C assists bone matrix formation. Vitamin D and vitamin K are critical for matrix calcification, along with magnesium, potassium, zinc, copper, manganese, and boron. Calcium Bone Maker Complex from Doctors Best reflects the most advanced clinical understanding of bone health. Calcium Bone Maker Complex is now on sale along with Strontium Bone Maker at Wilner Chemists at one half price. What a deal, 50% off list.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me today, and our special guest is Dr. Paris Kidd on behalf of Doctors Best. And, that great commercial that Arnie just read about calcium bone maker sort of answered all the questions that were left, so I guess we don't really need you anymore, Dr. Kidd. I want to thank you for having okay, just kidding.
I have a question for Dr. Kidd. You know, Don, we've seen microcrystalline hydroxyapatite for years now. And Dr. Kidd, when you said you did the research, did you actually find any studies showing that it increased bone mass just by itself? Although, of course, the more important question is calcium plus all these other nutrients, but still just isolated as a single nutrient?
No, I did not. One clear finding in the world literature is that calcium by itself does not build bone.
Right.
Calcium by itself is not sufficient to build bone. At the minimum, you've got to have vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Harvard School of Public Health came out with a scathing critique of the Institute of Medicine report. They felt that the report was still being too kind to calcium and very unkind to vitamin D. The Harvard group is very clear, and they cited a lot of references for this, that people need a lot of vitamin D. And my calculation was that the bare minimum to get into a good range for bone building was for me to put 1,800 IU in the bone maker complex. No, physicians around the world also are clear that people can readily take 10,000 units or more per day indefinitely and not have a problem. And this is very important because vitamin D has emerged as a master hormone. And vitamin D has many, many, many benefits for all the organ systems. It turns out that virtually all of our tissues, not just bone, virtually all of our different tissues have what are called receptors, the little antennae on the cells that sense vitamin D. And so vitamin D has a range of benefits all the way up to very, very high blood levels. And so the Harvard group were very adamant that people should be getting a lot more D than the panel recommended. And also, they raised the point that high calcium intakes without vitamin D can deposit in the artery walls, in the heart valves, in the heart muscle, and even in the kidney tubules. So we need vitamin D to get calcium deposited where it belongs, which is overwhelmingly in the bone. We also need vitamin K in order to keep calcium from straying and getting into the blood vessels and elsewhere. So that calcium, vitamin D, vitamin K triad is crucial to be respected. And I really believe that no product that gives calcium should be without those two factors as well. And then we haven't got to magnesium yet.
Yeah, I was. That was my next topic, was magnesium. Before we do, I just want to mention that for those of you who want to read a little bit more about this study that Dr. Kidd is talking about, I did post some comments on it on my blog, dongoldberg.com. So you're welcome to go and read that if you'd like. It was a controversial study. One of the interesting things was that different people drew different conclusions from the study, and you could read these various news reports and not even realize they were talking about the same study. One would say they recommend increasing the amount of calcium. The other one, the other headline would read, we don't need calcium, we don't need vitamin D. You know, it was, I guess, a little bit of controversy is good. Unfortunately, some people don't read past the headlines and they get alarmed for no good reason. The product that we're talking about here, the one that Dr. Kidd designed, has 600 milligrams of calcium per daily dose, per recommended daily dose, and 300 milligrams of magnesium. As you already mentioned, it has 1,800 IUs of vitamin D, but the ratio of calcium to magnesium remains what we used to always suggest, a two to one. And we'll talk about the magnesium and what his source of magnesium is in this product as soon as we get back from this next traffic break, okay? So hold on, everybody. We will be back shortly. We will be back shortly. Goodbye.
The world is full of contradictions. We drive in parkways and we park in driveways. We go upstairs to work to get down to business. Everyone's taking a multivitamin and everyone's exhausted. But that's because your multivitamin isn't built to fight the levels of everyday fatigue. The answer? In one word, Propex. It's the power of NT Factor, the main ingredient in the nutrient compound Propex. Combined with a multivitamin complex, even omega-3, proven to support your immune system and power your metabolism with the energy that no other multivitamin can provide. Just two packets a day for a few dollars a day, and in 1 week, double your energy. Hey, that actually makes sense. The results are in. It's the proven solution, the scientific solution. Propex with NT Factor. Visit Wilner Chemists or visit ntfactor.com.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
Would you be interested in a nutritional supplement clinically shown to increase mental clarity? Who wouldn't? Country Life has a new product called Sharp Thought that has been clinically shown to support memory, support faster recall, and to increase mental clarity. Country Life's Sharp Thought contains a special conjugated complex of phosphatidylserine and DHA. This is the form of phosphatidylserine found in the brain. Incorporating the DHA into the phosphatidylserine allows the body to immediately recognize the structure and incorporate it. In one study, immediate mental recall was increased 27%. Sharp Thought by Country Life. If you want to improve memory, improve recall time, and increase mental clarity, Sharp Thought from Country Life is the product for you. All Country Life products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Ask for Sharp Thought. Okay, time for the traffic.
And if you're traveling on the BQE northbound side, Gowanus Expressway up to Atlantic Avenue, there is a crash in the left lane in the trench, so anticipate delays. They'll go back to the Gowanus. Also on the Gowanus inbound side at the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, we have the left lane closed off. That is due to emergency construction. This report is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Getting across the Hudson River, GW Bridge still appears to be in fairly good shape for you. No major problems for you at the Lincoln Tunnel outbound side. A little sluggish, but overall you're in good shape. Holland Tunnel appears to be in good shape for you as well. Heading into the Garden State, looks like you're going to deal with a little volume as you head in towards the area of Route 4, and over on the Pulaski Skyway outbound side by Raymond Boulevard would close down. That is due to construction. 5-Hour Energy is the no-wait, no-hassle way to a great morning. Unlike coffee, there's no making, no waiting. Now, that's easy and fast. That's 5-Hour Energy. You can try it today. Alternate side of the street parking rules, they are following a Sunday parking schedule for today. I'm Bill Powers. That's WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to the Wilner Window. I'm here with Sam Forbes and our special guest, Dr. Paris Kidd, who is here today discussing a product he developed for Doctors Best called Calcium Bone Maker. Before we get back to our discussion, I just want to alert you to one of the sales that's now in effect at Wilner Chemist because it really is an
extraordinary sale. We mentioned that we have not only our regular winter sale in effect, but we also have all of these special 100-year anniversary sales that are half price or better. Well, as a part of this is related to the anniversary sale, CoQ10. We have four CoQ10 supplements from Solgar, the 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200 milligram, and 400 milligram on sale. Now get this, 75% off list price. How did that happen? Well, they have a 2-for-1 deal and we're giving half off the 2-for-1. That works out to 75% off list. We also have Jarrow's Ubiquinol. So if you're interested in Ubiquinol rather than CoQ10, that's 100 milligram and 200 milligram size, 35% off list price. Okay?
And Don, we're talking about the calcium bone maker, and that's part of the anniversary special.
Yep, as we mentioned, calcium bone maker, both the tablets and the capsules are half price, and as is strontium bone maker. We threw that in as a bonus as well. We haven't discussed that yet, but we will shortly. Strontium bone maker from Doctor's Best is also on sale at half price. Boy, I'm telling you, it almost like we're giving you money to buy these things. It's just amazing. Anyway, okay, also I see that we must have hit a topic that is of interest everybody, because
calcium.
All of our phone lines are tied up. Dr. Kidd, let's try to finish up some of the highlights of the product, and then we'll get to the folks that are waiting on the phone. I wanted you to explain what you chose as your source of magnesium and why.
Well, as I went over the magnesium literature, I confirmed an impression I had from years back, which is that magnesium oxide really should not be used in supplements. Magnesium oxide is very, very poorly absorbed. And I looked at all the sources of magnesium, and I decided on the dimagnesium malate because it is the best verified raw material. There are other magnesium raw materials that claim to be better absorbed, but they're not what they say they are. And the dimagnesium malate provides well-absorbed magnesium, and the malate part of it can go into making energy in our cells through the Krebs cycle. I also want to come back real quickly, Don, to that report. This panel of the National Academy of Sciences is actually the panel that is tasked with developing new dietary intake recommendations for calcium and vitamin D.
Right.
I read the entire 482-page report, and I found they took about 100 pages to talk about vulnerable populations who may need higher amounts of D. And they talked about people who are living at higher latitudes, nearer the poles, people who are obese, dark-skinned, people who wear a lot of clothes, breastfed babies, teenage girls, people who don't consume dairy, vegetarians, elderly, and institutionalized. And as I read through this long reasoning, I asked myself, so among Americans, when you take all those people off the list, who's left? So it's clear that this report is allowing.
Charlie over in Hoboken, I think, is one of the few left standing after that, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, it's no wonder that that rickets is on the rise in America.
Well, the other thing about that report, if I recall correctly, you know, to my surprise, not that many people really asked us about it. You know, I think most of our listeners pretty much know what to pay attention to now and what not to. But they made it clear, they dismissed, you know, their comments on vitamin D were relative only to bone. They did not pay any attention to the role of vitamin D in all these other health conditions and diseases that it's being looked at now, the cancers and this and that. They were really just kind of talking about the role of these nutrients in bone.
Yeah, they really missed the boat on this. And in terms of the calcium discussion, we can never talk about calcium without talking about magnesium. When I was a lab scientist, I found that our cells actually have 1,000 times less calcium inside than outside. We actually spend a lot of energy to pump calcium back out of the cells. So we don't want to have calcium running high on the outside. We want to have just enough calcium to work. And magnesium is the yin-yang partner with calcium. Magnesium helps for calcium to be properly absorbed and to be properly metabolized and to be used in what we call a homeostatic fashion, which is to support optimal health. So that all of the nutrients I've included in this supplement, the calcium balanced with magnesium, the vitamin D, the vitamin K, the zinc, copper, manganese, boron, potassium, all of these are important for bone health. And it was quite a challenge to get them all into 4 tablets or 6 capsules, but I believe that this is really the breakthrough product now for bone health.
Okay, well, let's see if we can maybe cover the rest of the features of this product and the strontium product as we answer people's questions on the phones, okay? We have a lot of folks waiting, so let's try and do both together. Let's go to our first caller, which is Joanne, I believe, from the Bronx. How can we help you, Joanne?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I have kidney stones, and I'm on Avista for I have osteoporosis. Can I take calcium? Because my doctors keep telling me I can't.
Okay, well, before I let Dr. Kidd answer the question and see what he has to say, I'm going to suggest very strongly that you read either the transcript and or listen to the MP3 file of our radio show of, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. If you go to our website, wilner.com, and click on the radio tab, you will see a listing of radio shows, both audio files and transcripts, and we devoted the entire opening of the show to this very question about kidney stones and calcium supplements and so forth. Okay, I will reserve any further comments on my part until we hear from Dr. Kidd. Dr. Kidd, how does this product fit into the regimen for a person who has kidney stones?
Well, this is not just a calcium product. This is a product for building bone. It's also a product for overall health and well-being. And the 600 milligrams of calcium and 300 milligrams of magnesium are excellently balanced for bone support. So if Joanne is looking for bone support, that is, if you're over 50, Joanne, and particularly if you're postmenopausal, and if you're concerned about your bone density, then absolutely you should take this product. If you're younger and you're in a different frame of health, then maybe what you want to do is get some other opinions before you proceed.
Okay, now, Joanne, also, I also posted our comments on my blog, dongoldberg.com, so you can also look up our comments over there. Number one, the concern, the belief among many doctors that taking calcium will increase the risk, especially of repeat kidney stones, is not correct. And we have provided the references to explain why that is not correct. And if you go to any of the places I suggested, either our website or my blog, you can print that out and give your doctor the reference if he still questions it. The fact is that people with higher calcium intakes have been shown to have a reduced risk of repeat kidney stone formation. The calcium is not really what is so important. What is more important is the oxalate levels. So read the article. For those who are concerned, what you can do is perhaps use a different form of calcium. Dr. Kidd's comment is correct. You know, you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, as Dr. Bland used to always say. A you need calcium. If you don't have enough calcium, you're going to die. And not only are you going to have osteoporosis, but you're going to die. You need calcium. the body goes to great lengths, to great pains, to preserve a certain level of calcium in the blood. And it has to get that calcium from someplace. So you have to be a little bit realistic about whether or not just how worried you get about the calcium supplementation. The citrate form of calcium, calcium and magnesium, is an option that you can turn to. It's not the form that Dr. Kidd used in this particular product, but if you do need to be more concerned about kidney stones, you may want to go to a different type of product, one that has calcium citrate and magnesium citrate, and that will further reduce the chance of kidney stone formation. So you need calcium. This the product that Dr. Kidd is recommending has less calcium than many others, only 600 milligrams. It's balanced with the other nutrients, so it'll take care of your bone status without causing an excess of calcium to build up in your body. Read the articles. Either go to Wilner.com, click on the radio tab, or go to my blog, DonGoldberg.com. Okay? Thanks for that call, Joanne. Okay, with that, it's time for another short break. My goodness, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? The number here, again, I think we have maybe one line open right now, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about calcium, osteoporosis, bone health, please give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And we're here with Dr. Paris Kidd. We'll be back in just a moment.
We want to welcome a new advertiser, Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Drawing on a treasure of the world's finest Indian herbs, Himalaya products are the result of advanced R&D and scientific validation. Clinically researched, Himalaya's herbal supplements are endorsed and trusted by over 250,000 health practitioners. In fact, Himalaya has an 80,000 square foot research center with its own 28-bed inpatient facility where clinical research is conducted. Still family-owned, Himalaya has been a global leader in the herbal healthcare field for 70 years. And now these formulas are available to you directly at Wilner Chemists. You will find combination products designed for your specific health needs, heart care, stress care, glucocare, and others. There are individual herbs such as Arjuna, Gugul, and garlic, all for heart health. Now you can have both proven traditional herbal support combined with the highest pharmaceutical grade quality. Himalaya Herbal Supplements, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Solgar is a name long associated with quality nutritional supplements. In conjunction with Wilner's 100-year anniversary celebration, we're offering some great discounts on the Solgar line. First, the entire line of Solgar vitamins, herbs, and protein powders is on sale at 25% off list price at Wilner Chemists. Some products, Way to Go protein powder, magnesium citrate caps, evening primrose oil, and flaxseed oil soft gels, are on sale at 40% off. And as we mentioned earlier, we have four of Solgar's CoQ10 supplements that are unbelievably priced at 75% off list price. Really, the 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200 and 400 milligram duo packs, where you get two bottles for the price of one, are on sale at 50% off. That means you get the equivalent of 75% off on these four CoQ10 items. What a deal. Solgar quality at great discount prices from Wilner Chemists.
Are you looking for fast, soothing digestive relief? Look no further than DGL Ultra Extra Strength specially processed licorice extract from the number one DGL brand available, enzymatic therapy. DGL is a natural, clinically studied formula that has been used to support healthy digestive function for over 30 years. Enzymatic therapy's unique DGL Ultra formula contains Ultra Soothe brand DGL to stimulate and accelerate the natural protective factors in the digestive tract and to relieve occasional discomfort immediately. If you've tried DGL in the past, you won't believe the amazing German chocolate flavor. The chewable form provides maximum absorption to soothe the stomach lining and digestive tract. For incredible taste and intense digestive relief, try DGL Ultra from Enzymatic Therapy. All Enzymatic Therapy products are available at the Wilner Chemist's, discount priced, of course.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Paris Kidd. We're discussing calcium supplements, osteoporosis prevention. Dr. Kidd is here on behalf of Doctors Best, and he helped them develop some supplements for bone health. Calcium Bone Maker is the one that we're talking about now. So we'll continue that discussion. Before we do, I just want to remind you that during this Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration, we have special sales, discounts up to 50% or more, in addition to our regular winter sales. So you should check all of this out on our website, wilner.com, for the details. You can also enter your name for the next free prize drawings as well. Okay, let's, what do you say we get back to the phones, and let's go to Caroline in Bergenfield, New Jersey. Welcome to the World in the Window, Caroline. How can we help you?
Thank you for taking my call. I have osteoporosis, and I just bought a supplement, a calcium supplement, and I see that it's calcium carbonate, not calcium citrate. Is there much difference, or should I continue with the carbonate?
Well, there is a big difference in the sense that calcium carbonate has there's good news and bad news. Calcium carbonate will give you the most calcium per gram or per tablet that you can get, okay? The bad news is that it will only be absorbed well if you take it with food. Now, even having said that, it may not be the best form of calcium that you can use. The hydroxyapatite form that Dr. Kidd has chosen to use has some advantages over calcium carbonate. That doesn't mean that the product that you bought needs to be thrown away, however. Calcium carbonate is a source of calcium. It will be absorbed if you take it with food. It'll be absorbed if you're taking it with vitamin D. Is there any vitamin D in that product?
Yes, it is okay. D3.
Okay, good. Okay, so I would suggest...
How much D3?
How much D3? Oh, let me see. How much D3? 200 I used.
Yeah. Well, you know, hopefully you're getting some D from other sources as well, because as Dr. Kidd, I know, wants to point out to you, that's not enough vitamin D. And you, my suggestion is that you get yourself a bottle of the calcium bone maker complex from Doctor's Best, especially now that we have it on sale at this great price, and use up the product you have. I would take one of those with a meal, maybe one of those in the evening. Start off taking the calcium bone maker perhaps in the morning, and once you've used up the calcium carbonate product that you have, then switch over to the two a day of the calcium bone maker. We're not saying that, at least I'm not saying that the product that you have is worthless. It just may not be the best choice. Okay, for all the reasons that we've mentioned, I mean, you don't, again, as Dr. Kidd has pointed out, to get the most bang for your buck, you need more than just calcium. You need enough vitamin D. You need potassium. You need vitamin C. You need magnesium. You need zinc. You need copper, manganese, boron, all of the trace minerals. All these things together are important for building strong bones. Right, Dr. Kidd?
Caroline? Yes, absolutely right, Don. But I want to ask Caroline something else. Caroline, in that recommended daily intake of that product, how much calcium is being recommended?
Let's see. Calcium, 333 milligrams, but I take it three times a day.
Oh, so you're getting just about 1,000 milligrams a day. And see, that's too high. There was a recent huge analysis coming out of Australia that indicates that that much calcium is just too high. At the very minimum, you would have to take a couple thousand units of D, and keep your fingers crossed. The average American citizen now is getting between 700 and 900 milligrams a day of calcium from their foods. And so most people can take a supplement of 500 milligrams to 600 milligrams max and have more than enough calcium. And while calcium is an essential nutrient, calcium can become toxic. And many, many people, as they get older, are showing calcification of their large vessels and their heart and sometimes their kidneys, and that's because the calcium is overwhelming the soft tissues. We need just enough calcium to get by and not any great excess.
Well, I'm going to offer a slightly different opinion. I think what we definitely have learned from some of the new research is that we may not need as much calcium as we thought we did previously. I don't think we have that all the researchers and the government are in agreement that 1,000 or 1,200 is too much. They're still recommending that level. I think you need to kind of look at your diet. For those of you out there who do eat dairy products, who eat yogurt, who eat a lot of green leafy vegetables, maybe beans and legumes, things of that sort, milk products, cheese, you indeed may not need to be getting 1,000 or 1,200 milligrams of calcium from your supplements. You may not even need 600 milligrams of calcium, such as you get in Calcium Bone Maker. But I think it still remains a fact that a large percentage of us do not eat that much calcium-containing food. We've cut back on our dairy for various reasons. A few of us eat enough dark green leafy vegetables. So I think the message I've been taking away from the current research is that we may want to look a little bit more closely, and indeed some people may not need 1,000 or 1,200, but I'm not sure that I'm ready to say that 1,000 or 1,200 is too much for the average person.
And if I may also add a third point of view, Don, it's not even that I disagree with you or Dr. Kidd. First of all, I think a meta-analysis, as useful as they may be, it's very difficult to put together all the results of a lot of studies that were not even designed to look at some of the information or cite some of the concerns that the meta-analysis gave. But I also think that to look at just one single nutrient and expect it to do something for you health-wise with the exclusion of all the roles the other nutrients play in your overall health is not helpful. So I think a formula like Dr. Kidd's Calcium Maker is a better approach to approaching osteoporosis and disease.
Good point, Sam. Good point. Okay, we have to pause for a moment for this brief message.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg along with Sam Forbes and our guest, Dr. Paris Kidd. We are your Wilner Chemist nutritional supplement professionals. I want to remind you that during the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration, we have special sales with discounts of 50% or more in addition to our regular winter sale. Check our website, wilner.com, for the details. Enter your name for the free prize drawing as well. This is a two-hour show. We hope you'll stay tuned for the second hours. If you're on the phone waiting, please continue waiting. We'll be back shortly.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.